Radio.com. The following program contains adult situations. Discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Welcome to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTR Sunday Night's Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio, breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Just in case you've forgotten,
the boss is back.
Triple H is my favorite wrestler.
You were an ass long before I made one out of you.
With your host, Tim Stein.
And we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tapped dance with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney night, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
Mace.
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Omega.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere, leave you for dead?
And the producer, Sir Rockin'.
And I'm the Jew in Jiu-Jitsu.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Joe.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Hey, this is former WWE Superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champ. And you're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
That can't you dig that, sucker?
Okay, Good Day is our Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, geez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, good.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where?
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See, oh, yeah. More. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 gold.
Christmas, my true love gave
welcome
to me
WTR six, Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, and I don't want that to go on any longer because I've heard the whole thing. It doesn't get any better. This is apparently our holiday special. It's a very special edition of WTR in that it's close to Christmas time and we didn't use it as an excuse to take another night off. We're actually here. We actually have wrestling to talk about, which we're going to do. First off, this is the Omega, the be-all and all of our little network. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
I've already got the ultimate Christmas present, an Ultimate Warrior nightlight. It glows with the power of the warrior.
Or could anyone want?
And yes, it is Canadian bacon, not back bacon.
No, it's back bacon, not Canadian bacon, you American fucks.
Canadian bacon.
Back bacon, you Australian ass!
It's the international consensus that it is called Canadian bacon, not back bacon.
The international consensus is wrong. Shut up.
No, it's right. You're just
no,
wrong.
No. Just continue.
You know, we bring up Canadian bacon, and the Canadian himself, Bret Hart, is trying to hobble down to the ring in 1994. It's Royal Rumble on my TV right now.
Well, that's what you get for watching 1994's Royal Rumble.
94 wasn't a good year, if I remember correctly. It was one of those, eh.
to this. And piping up halfway through the intro, like he does way too often, is the snow miser himself, Mr. Tim Stein.
That's right, God damn it, it's me, Bah Humbug.
That's the wrong character.
Oh, sorry. Merry fucking Christmas!
That's
closer.
That's Dennis Leary.
So I have a question to ask the chat room right now.
Dennis Leary's awesome.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, I'm going to smoke till I die. Yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, I have one question for one person in the chat room. Hey, King Kittens, did you come up with what we talked about last night to call into this show for? We'll find out.
It's not Saturday night. We don't have cards in front of us.
No.
What did you pick up with King Kittens?
I wonder if they are up to something.
Yes,
the plan
I
is
want
so
a...
covert and secretive, I do not know.
We'll see if he has the guts to do what he did last night on CB radio and do it on this show.
Days of Ace Christmas?
Well, wouldn't it be Ace for this show? Just point that out.
I've heard a song in the last 48 hours that really made me go, what the fuck, with in terms of Christmas songs.
What's that?
And it wasn't the CB radio 12 Days of Christmas. It was surprising this song even existed. It's called Santa Has the AIDS. It's a song that actually exists. I heard it the other night on Surprise of All Things, the Trey and Adam show. Yeah. That's more fucked up than most of the shit that I've heard around Christmas carols and fucked up Christmas songs. And I've heard most of the Australian shit too, which is, as most people know, fucked up if you've been listening to us for the past couple of years.
Oh, that's one Christmas song we should have played, Five White Boomers, just for you.
I have the Aussie Christmas melody lined up for later in the program.
Okay.
We have it on the list. We're all right.
It's alright. I'll link it to Rock. And if he wants to add it to the rotation later in the night. But yeah. In case people haven't noticed, we've got jack shit to talk about tonight, so it's going to be whatever the fuck comes up. So I figured I'd open with Santa Claus having eight.
What? Yeah, he does.
It can only go up from here, people.
Wait a second. You said Santa Claus has AIDS.
Well, as the song is called, Santa Claus has the AIDS.
Oh, he's got... Okay. Because when I heard Santa Claus has AIDS, and I'm thinking, well, of course, he's got, you know, elves.
No. Not elves.
Just saying.
Wrong spelling there, Tim.
Apparently.
Yeah. But just to keep it on Christmas, like, I'll be honest, I said this in the chat room earlier, the Christmas songs that Rock played before this show is the most exposure to Christmas I've had this whole December.
Is that good or bad?
I personally think it's terrible. You know, Christmas is about, you know, a whole heap of colourful shit going up on the streets, non-stop Christmas specials on television, radio playing nothing but Christmas carols. You know, get into the whole spirit of Christmas. These days, it's, no, we don't want to offend anybody, so we're not even going to acknowledge Christmas is even happening, but go buy shit for the 25th of December.
Well, haven't you heard there's a war on Christmas? Because white male Christians want to be offended by something, too.
How can white male Christians be?
It's a time of inclusion. It's a time for everybody. So they want to pretend like they're being oppressed too.
In some weird, warped way, you're actually making sense. And I know you're just bullshitting.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm writing a Christmas special this year. I've been analyzing this shit. I've concluded that if you're an asshole enough to get pissed off when someone says happy holidays to you, you're worse than Skeletor.
Wow. Even Skeletor gave into the Christmas spirit. They had a whole friggin' He-Man special based around it.
Shh. Mace. What do you think I've been reviewing?
Gee, not like you could have turned it into a plug or anything, you fucking retard.
I'm not going to plug it until I actually have the episode done. I'm hedging my bets here.
Okay, so Christmas next year, you'll have the episode out.
Yes, I'm preparing it for next year.
Hey, I haven't seen you produce a TJTV-like episode in 3 days ever, so getting it out before Christmas,
It's a little bit easier this time because instead of, like, chopping together, you know, like, a full season's worth of episodes, I just have, like, the one 40-minute chunk to chop up.
Yeah, it's true. But speaking of, like, is there anything in particular that you guys put on around Christmas time? Like, is there one special that you must view every year, or else it just doesn't feel like Christmas?
For me, yes, there is. There is a movie that came out in 1983. It didn't receive rave reviews when it was released, but it has become an absolute Christmas classic. As a matter of fact, I was just watching it like an hour ago. A Christmas Story.
Oh, boy.
Where Ralphie had to have the Red Ryder blue steel
BB gun.
Yep.
God. This fucking 24-hour marathons ruined that movie for me.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't that like on American television almost 24/7 around this time of year?
For Christmas Day, was it TBS? I don't know, one of the old cable networks. That runs a 24-hour marathon. They play the movie 12 times in a row. It's the one movie where you could just spend the day channel surfing and still see the whole movie by the end of the day.
In bits and pieces.
No, probably in sequential
order. It's out of order, but you get the whole thing. I want a BB gun, ho ho ho, leg lamp, triple dog dare, etc.
Oh, fudge.
Yeah, I can't believe they made a sequel to that movie.
Yeah, I've never seen the sequel to that movie.
I didn't even know it existed until the Nostalgia Critic did a review of it just recently. Because that guy is a Christmas nut. And to pull that one out, I'm like, really? They made a sequel to A Christmas Story?
I have seen it online, like the ability to, you know, be able to watch it online. I've never watched it.
Oh, God. I'm seeing movies being put up in the chat room of, like, Die Hard and Polar Express. And for some reason, Mr. Nick Diddy is saying WCW Starcade.
Good old Diddy.
Die Hard is like the troll answer, just because somehow the internet made that like a really popular response to what's your favorite Christmas movie? Because it's a movie that takes place around Christmas.
It started as a troll answer. And it's Die Hard 2 when they're in Washington, D.C. and the Dulles International gets taken over. The thing about it is, you know, it was really weird bringing up Die Hard. I read someplace, naturally, surprisingly, online, that has actually moved up in the pantheon of classic Christmas movies. All because of the trolling.
Yeah. I sort of had a bit of a rant on Facebook the other day about, you know, nobody's really playing Christmas movies down here in Australia. And people turn around and go, you know, the obvious Die Hard. And someone else turned around and said Gremlins.
Ooh. Well, you know, you stop and think about that. That actually should be on somebody's list. I have never, ever thought about it before until, this year.
Well, with all, like, the Mogwais and the Gremlins and stuff happening, you forget about halfway through, and I think they do as well, that it's actually set at Christmas time.
Yeah. what is the biggest takeaway you got from Gremlins? Like, what scene?
Well, it wasn't, like, not so much the original Gremlins, but more Gremlins 2 when they made fun of the original Gremlins movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where you had the guys on security asking... like, you had the guys on security in the second one saying, you know, okay, what happens if, you know, you're not supposed to feed them after midnight? What happens if you go over an international timeline?
Yeah. Or if you cross the time zone.
Yes, you cross the time zone or something like that. You know, what exactly constitutes after midnight? Yeah, it just the little things that they nitpicked out of it, and I'm like, that's so apt for the idea behind Gremlins. Because, like, technically it's after midnight somewhere.
Jeez. Yeah. See, if we're talking Christmas movies, there's a version of A Christmas Carol that stars Patrick Stewart. There's so many that you swear. There's so many you swear by. That's the one I have to see every year. Because the guy did a one man show for The Christmas Carol for years, so he's amazing as Scrooge. More than that, you can't watch it without expecting it to end with him leaving the holodeck.
Oh, shit. They should have done
it.
It
said
that
Scrooge knew how to keep Christmas in his heart all year round. Computer and program.
Your voice is just so not deep enough for him.
I know. I can't do impressions. I don't try. I just make a noise and just pretend like I was somewhere close.
But for me, I have three that are locked in as my must-see Christmas movies every year. I call it the Claymation Trilogy.
Going
Rudolph
right
the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, and Year Without Santa Claus. Sure, it's all stuff from before I was born, but that stuff is just so really... I don't know what it is about claymation as an art form that just makes you really sort of glue yourself to a screen and just see them tell the stories.
There is something weird about claymation in that, you know, there's a separation because unlike actual cartoons and such, there's a depth to it. You know, subconsciously you realize you're watching this three-dimensional thing that is moving on its own. And it's a great illusion when it's done well. And the Rankin-Bass ones did it well.
Yeah. Mind you, there have also been some very stinker Christmas specials that popped up most commonly in recent years.
Yeah, well...
I was looking around last night for something Christmas-based to watch, because last night was obviously Sunday night for me here in Australia. Usually Sunday night is movie night. I'm hunting around. The only Christmas one I could find was a Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
Oh, good God.
I know. And you know what they're playing on Christmas Eve? A James Bond movie. The fuck? Even Disney Channel isn't bothering. When Disney gives up on Christmas, we're fucked.
Oh no.
We have a Disney Movie Channel that isn't going to play even like a Muppet Christmas Carol on Christmas Eve. Yeah, and that's another one that networks like to trot out. Is the Muppet Christmas Carol. But no, not this year. We might offend somebody.
North Korea might say we can't play it.
Oh, God. That's another whole rant series right there.
Yeah, we're not... Yeah. That's about as political as we're going to get this time. What gets on my nerves... What always gets on my nerves is... Here we've got... ABC's Family Channel that pretty much has the rights to everything Rankin-Bass. So that's the only channel you can ever keep it tuned to if that's what you want to see. You know, I want to see those old Claymation specials. I want to see Rudolph. I want to see, God, I can't remember them
Frosty,
all now.
Frosty, Year Without Santa Claus.
Yeah, I'm even a fan of, like, the smaller ones. You know, I'm a fan of, the circus one. I can't even remember the name of it. Because, like, that's the original crossover. That was back when they were, like, merging storylines way before, like, Marvel liked doing it all the time. Yeah, but, like, Rudolph Shiny New Year.
Yeah.
It's like any of those. I'm kind of a fan of all of them.
Well, the dude had talent.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. You know, he was doing this long before Tim Burton ever got into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if you ask Tim Burton, he'd probably say that's where he got his inspiration from.
But it bugs me because there's a lot of those, and they only air them on the Family Channel. And if you're not paying attention, there isn't like, oh, okay, well, I'll flip over to this other channel and catch it. No, can't do that. You know, there's so many of them. Usually they only play like a couple times in the whole season.
Yeah. That's the unfortunate thing about TV these days is that all the classic stuff is very, like, it's literally finding a gem in a shit pile.
Yeah. You know,
for every time they show a Rankin-Bass film, they show Tim Allen's The Santa Claus Trilogy 16 times. And yes, I still consider those movies an absolute fucking abomination.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of those.
And yet they're the ones that get played every fucking year. Like,
It could be a Madea Christmas.
See, I went out of my way last year to compile a folder on my hard drive of classic Christmas films. Nothing earlier than the year 2000. So it was like 1999 was the last year I'd grab anything from. And while it is a very small folder, I still consider that to be the quintessential Christmas movie list. You know, it doesn't matter how much our, you know, generations gap goes, because I did all this for my little brother, because I noticed that all these older Christmas specials started disappearing from television. So I sat him down last year, and we went through the folder. It's A Wonderful Life from 1964.
Mm-hmm.
The original Miracle on 34th Street from 1947.
Right.
And it was in black and white, not the colorized version.
Good.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, mm-hmm, from 1964. I pulled up from season 5 of the Flintstones, the Christmas Flintstone episode.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I had to hunt that down because I knew that there was a Flintstones Christmas special that played every year.
You know, I'm not on my Bible stories, but I'm pretty sure Jesus came after the cavemen.
Shut up. What else have I got? Charlie Brown Christmas.
Of course.
The animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Thank God.
Yeah, not the Jim Carrey live action.
Oh, good luck. Christmas clusterfuck.
Pretty much. Frosty the Snowman, as I've already said. Santa Claus is Coming to Town from 1970. Again, in black and white for some reason, even though we had color by then. Year Without Santa Claus, 1974. The Disney Christmas Gift from 1982. Christmas Story, 1983. Mickey's Christmas Carol. It's Christmas Time Again, Charlie Brown. The Muppet Christmas Carol. And finally, for some weird reason, The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's that good in between one you play in November. You know, it's just after Halloween, it's before Christmas, play it in November, it works.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the folder I've got for just Christmas stuff that I like to put on here every year, you know. Because I go in, even going into the malls, it used to be this gigantic display for Santa with, you know, the plastic reindeer and all that shit around. No, now he's just got a chair. No Christmas tree, no nothing, just a fucking chair. You know, the malls used to have fucking Christmas decorations all over the joint. Now, nothing. You know, you used to walk in there at the end of October and you'd hear nothing but Christmas carols that'd drive all the employees nuts. Now, nah, just whatever's on the radio.
Everyone is just so fucking scared of being, of offending someone and getting a lawsuit because of it.
Just yeah, pretty much.
I don't care. I don't care what you celebrate. If someone goes out of their way to wish you well and give you like a good sentiment when they normally would not, and you turn it around and spit in their face, you're the asshole, not them.
Pretty much.
They are not the problem. You are.
Yep.
Be glad someone had some human decency. It's how we should be treating each other all year round.
Yeah, no shit. You know, it's, you know, I don't care whether, you know, it's Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever the fuck you say for Kwanzaa, Ramadan, whatever. I still have no idea what Kwanzaa is.
I believe it's joyous Kwanzaa.
No, okay. I still don't know what the bloody celebration is, and I don't think they do either. If Futurama's taught us anything, nobody knows what Kwanzaa is.
It was invented in the 60s.
You know, and I even, you know, when I usually go through the whole list, but, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I always through the list. Good Lord.
Yeah, I always end it with, and, you know, this year Christmas falls on a Thursday. If you're an atheist and don't believe in anything, happy Thursday.
Yeah.
Because even those that don't believe in what you believe, still say them, you know, happy Thursday. It's not about religion, it's about being good to your fellow man. You know, it's the one day a year that you put all your shit aside and you just be friends with one another. You know, and somewhere along the way, we've all become this little pansy waste, pussified, fucking shit scared world that we forgot where to actually do anything, you know, regarding the happiness of our fellow human being. So, yeah. What a great way to open the show. Rats about Christmas.
Welcome to our wrestling show.
Well, to be honest, I'm looking at the run sheet. We have more Christmas in here than wrestling.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Hey, we can go into wrestling if you like.
Well, let's steer on track in general. Okay, who would win in a cage match, Santa Claus or the Krampus?
Oh, come on, Santa Claus.
Oh.
He's got Christmas magic, dude.
Yeah,
the Krampus
but he
has hooves to kick with. That's mean.
And horns and claws. Plus, he'd be the heel in the match as well, so I'm quite sure he'd find a way to cheat. He probably has J&J security. Imagine getting a curb stomp from Krampus.
Oh, goo.
As we're being reminded in the chat room, Krampus has a cane / whip, so he's the Sandman of the holiday season. See, we might as well
we're
just make it like
that now.
we might as well
tables,
make it like the
ladders, chairs, stairs, whips, chains. Wait, which pay per view did I order again?
Okay, that just it's starting to sound a little. What is it? S&M.
You went off the pay per view channel and you went to the Triple X channel, Omega.
I do that a lot. I mean, these days, the porn network's got better stories than WWE.
No. You know what?
You know, it's a shame
that
we have
to. If you weren't so fucking right.
Yeah.
Yo, at least if the pizza boy shows up and she doesn't have money to pay, there's a narrative.
How can you tell you've watched too much porn when you order a pizza and you're surprised that nothing happens?
You seen the pizza delivery guys around here? No. It would actually, never happen.
Actually, I recently watched an episode of Friends where they became the guys who turned off free porn.
Yeah.
Chandler and Joey. Yeah. That's
the fact that you watch Friends in this day and age.
What? Nostalgia. Telling me that you don't watch stuff that came out 20 years ago. Shut up.
No, I moved on to watching stuff that came out 30 years ago, thank you.
Well, okay. Oh, yeah. So that's even better. Great.
Hey, while you're on your little phone call, I went through my list of Christmas movies. Do you want to have a guess at the oldest one on the list?
Miracle on 34th Street, the original with Natalie Wood when she was a little girl.
Close.
Okay.
It's a Wonderful Life from 1946.
Oh, fuck. So damn close. Okay.
Yeah, you're 1 year off.
Ironically enough, I watched that movie just not quite a full week ago. So, but it's in that same mode as Miracle on 34th. Did you list Miracle on 34th?
Yes, that was the one that followed.
Okay.
But take into consideration, I'm watching a movie that was made 37 years before I was born.
Yeah.
So an entire lifetime before I was born.
So like a movie that's like 57 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's about as old as you.
Hey, piss off. I'm not that old.
What, you're like, what, 53, 54?
No. For crying out loud, I'm not even 50. I'm still in my 40s.
I'm sure we did it. Didn't we do a special roast for your 50th?
No, you didn't do a special roast for my 50th. You did a special roast a few years ago where you all pretended I was in, like, 50. Because you thought, oh, it's funny, let's call him 50 because it'll make him seem old. Jackass.
I remember much from that special, but I know I killed.
No, I remember I wanted to kill you.
Megan was the one who actually did preparation for the damn thing.
Yeah, I wrote
he's
something.
The only one. I'm wishing he didn't.
Yeah, if I'm gonna spend that long insulting a motherfucker, I'm gonna plan it out.
Well, I'll tell you, some things just started sounding like they were hitting close to home. That's all.
Yeah, like here's the thing. Like, I try not to write anything because. Even when I write something to be insulting, I never get around to it. I was the best man at my friend's wedding last week. And,
oh, shit.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, sorry. And I think I dumped about half my speech that I'd written out and just improvised.
Well, I was about to accuse you of having a master's thesis in procrastination, unfinished master's thesis in procrastination.
Oh, no, that's Omega.
Okay.
What?
We were just talking about your unfinished master's thesis.
I'm getting to it.
Yeah, in procrastination.
You get done, trust me.
I believe it.
So do we want to, like, go to a break or something?
Well, I suppose that we could take our first time out of the year now that we've rambled for a little while and then come back. We'll be talking some wrestling tonight, everybody, in case you were wondering about it. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night, the Christmas pre-Christmas edition of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. It's laid back. It's relaxed. It's a lot of fun. You know, we'll see you on the other side of the break. Have a nosh.
better take care. Cross at the lights. If Santa sees you coming, you can say goodnight, 'cause Santa Claus has got a new truck. He's hotted it up, painted it red, and he's cruising around town like a petrol head, 'cause Santa Claus has got a new truck. It's all covered in lights, presents in the back, but he got his license in a Weet-Bix pack. Santa Claus has got a new truck. Frosty the Obo got out on parole. The judge said he had no respect and little self-control. Frosty the Obo, as everybody knows, is a snowman with an attitude and a carrot for a nose. Oh, jingle bells, all the way. Christmas in Australia on a scorching summer's day. Jingle bells, Christmas time is mute. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty holden ute. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a rusty holden ute.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Jones! Jake the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is a gap. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins now! He's assaulting Ambrose! After he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, CB Radio gave to Ace 12 Fuck You Robs, 11 Shots of Jack, 10 speeding tickets, 9 mispronounced words, 8 fans disbanding, 7 Linkin Park name drops, 6 Justin Bieber FaceTime, 5 soup my bitches, 4 drunken friends, 3 cigarette smoke breaks, 2 things retarded, and a Boston guy who will probably not show up for 3 more years.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got 3 easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
What a crock of shit. We all work for Santa Claus. We've had enough, we quit. 'Cause we do all the fucking work while he stars in the show. Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho, ho, fucking ho. I'm Rudolph and I quit, just as he think he is. That little fat cunt sat back in the sleigh, cracking that fucking whip. And me stuck up the front of these other useless cunts. Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho, ho, fucking ho.
Wow! Good evening, welcome back to WTR Sunday Night. What the hell was that?
That was Kevin Bloody Wilson, ho ho fucking ho.
Ho ho fucking ho. That's just a rude song.
Oh, believe me, it can get worse. There's a song entitled Santa Claus, you cunt.
Yeah, I have no doubt about it. No reason to doubt you when you say it could get worse. My goodness. Absolutely terrible.
If there's a way to make it crass, we have found it.
Funny as shit, though.
Fucking earth.
I don't know if I find shit all that funny.
There you go. Before we start talking wrestling, I have an original idea for a Christmas movie that I'm watching right now. From 1982, John Carpenter's The Thing.
The Thing.
Yeah, The Thing. It's got nothing to do with Christmas. It's
in the Arctic.
Antarctic. South Pole.
So that's why it's a new holiday movie. It is in snow.
Just because it's got a lot of fucking snow. Why not? What the hell? That being said, apparently there's some kind of video game controversy going on.
Well, when isn't there?
Of course, there's always video game controversy going on, but what you're referring to is an article that popped up through one of the most beloved of video game sites, Kotaku. I say that with as much disdain as possible. About people getting banned from the online in WWE 2K15 because of uploading Chris Benoit, either face scans or, in some cases, entire creator wrestlers.
Yeah.
And the article sort of refers to, like, is this right? Should we be putting this guy into the game, like, through a creator wrestler, you know, or do we sort of be assholes and just sort of say, no, he just doesn't exist, and it sort of brings that whole thing back into the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can understand it from 2K's point of view, that they have to protect their game brand, right? Mm-hmm. In doing so, they probably had a mandate come down from Vince saying, look, we don't want anybody uploading things like Hitler, Chris Benoit, Charles Manson, etc., etc. Which is fair enough.
You could upload Al Bundy, but not Ted Bundy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it was just sort of interesting to sort of see the thought process behind it, because even after all these years, have we yet gotten to a point where we can start separating the man and the wrestler? Or are they still one and the same, and do we harbor the same ill feelings?
Well, the question that you have to raise when it comes to that is, can you separate the man from the wrestler? Will you ever be able to? Just because Chris Benoit was really big in WWE at the time when professional wrestlers were encouraged to take their real life personas and crank it up to 11. I mean, you watch the Monday Night Wars, this is the recurring theme in every single episode, which has become redundant, and okay, we've seen it, we're done with it. But that's the recurring thing, you know. Oh, the reason why WWE got to be so good and we were able to beat WCW is we took, you know, who we really were and turned it up to 11. You know, and Chris Benoit was right in the thick of things right back then. So,
like, I know me personally, I've always separated the man from the wrestler.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like everybody else, I'm appalled at what his end was.
Yeah.
You know, what he did is deplorable, unforgivable. You know, may the man burn in hell forever and a day for what he's done.
Yeah.
But I can still throw on an episode of WCW or, you know, 2000s WWE and still see the amazing mat technician that was wrestling in the ring to entertain us.
Well, he was one of the best professional wrestlers, you know, of all time, like as far as being a real mat technician goes. There's no disputing that. At all whatsoever.
Yeah. So when it comes down to the whole video game thing of, you know, R2K within doing the right thing by banning people trying to upload these things, company-wise, yes. That's probably what they've been mandated. They are well within their rights. It's within terms and conditions if you actually read the damn things, people. But at the same time, maybe instead of trying to upload it onto the servers, onto a public server, why not post a formula on a website and let people do it themselves? Because that way it's up to the individual to make the choice to create the character. You know, even now, if you jump online, you can find Chris Benoit quite easily and download it off their servers. But again, it's up to the individual whether they can separate the man from the wrestler. Like, I don't know how this is going for terms of conversation. This was something I saw and I thought this would be interesting. After all these years, do we still do like WWE has did in the past and scrub him from history like he never existed?
Well, it's been over 7 years now, right?
Yeah.
I am so torn by this whole thing, you know, I remember watching him in Stampede Wrestling here in Calgary when he was just starting out and just being absolutely amazed at, you know, the second coming of the Dynamite Kid, which who pound for pound, you know, Bret Hart has called him pound for pound the best mat technician there ever lived. And Dynamite Kid was absolutely awesome in his day. To have that comparison is something kind of awesome, but at the same time, it's offset by, you know, the heinous crime that he committed. Like I say, I'm torn. I take a look at what he did in the ring, and I'm still amazed at what he was able to do and the stories he was able to tell. But then he's still guilty of having done what he did.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Like, I discussed this with our good friend Nick Diddy and a few others the other night, and it seems that a person's death, depending on how they went, can change a person's perception and how they are remembered in history. You look at, you know, Michael Jackson, for example. You know, what are you always going to remember about Michael Jackson? Are you going to remember his music? Or are you going to remember the fact that this dude was almost a convicted pedophile?
You know, there's a difference there in that no one actually ever proved any of that.
True.
In a sense, in my head, it's like, I still remember the music. I remember Michael Jackson for the music. Though on Saturday nights, we have no problem making fun of the guy.
Well, that's different. I mean, even before all of these allegations shit came out, Michael Jackson was eccentric enough that he was ripe for being made fun of.
Oh, yeah. Elephant Man's Bones and, you know, Sleep
Bubbles
Chambers.
Bubbles the Champ.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as that goes, I mean, the major difference between Michael Jackson and Chris Benoit, we know Chris did it. There's no disputing that. And all these so-called conspiracy theorists who are trying to pin it on Kevin Sullivan and have, you know, a triple homicide, good luck with that.
No, that was always hilarious.
that, you know, in a very sad, tragic way. Yeah, that was very funny. But with Michael Jackson, it's a case of the guy was so out there. It's so weird. It's like, I don't know. Maybe he is innocent and just really stupid.
Let's put it in a different perspective then. I'll go to the extremes. Hitler is pretty much responsible for the deaths of millions of people through his campaign during World War II.
Yeah.
Yet we use him as a teaching method in our history classes, yet Chris Benoit did something of a comparatively less heinous nature, yet people want him stricken from history.
Well, okay, different eras, different attitudes, different thoughts and beliefs. What do we teach people in school about Hitler?
That he was a murderer.
No, but that's a world-changing thing. You know, the world didn't change because Benoit murdered his family.
Ah.
The wrestling world changed.
Yeah, sports and wrestling changed because of it. We now have more research into concussions and the effects thereof.
Yeah.
Yes, but Benoit did not try to invade Poland.
That you know of.
That I know
of. We saw JBL doing a Nazi salute and march across a ring in Germany.
I have to admit that I'm surprised that he did not get jailed for that, because that is that's a felony in Germany.
Yeah, that's very illegal.
It's very, very weird. But yeah, I sort of see that something along the lines of this always comes down to your personal view. Mm-hmm. Either you're going to be able to separate the man, the monster, from the wrestler, or you're not.
See, in my case, I can't separate the guys. I can't separate it. It's weird for me to go back and watch his performances in the ring, and I can't doubt, I can't deny what a good performer he was. But in my head, that's his job. You know? If I went to a restaurant and, you know, just for sake of argument, like Ted Kaczynski was the chef, and he cooked me the best burger in my life every time I went there, I wouldn't look at all the Unabomber shit and go, oh, that's really, that's horrible how much fear he caused and how many people he hurt. Dude made a great burger, though. It never crossed my mind.
What if it wasn't Ted Kaczynski who's making your great burger, but Jeffrey Dahmer? Sorry, I'd
be very suspicious of the meat.
Why does this taste like pork? It's mutton. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
My point is, okay, yeah, that's his job as a performer, to be a wrestler. Okay, fine, he was great at his job. Guy still killed his family.
Yep.
You know, I can't separate the two out. In the same way, if Adam Sandler ended up, murdering, his family and his neighbors and all that, shooting himself in the head, they'd never air another Adam Sandler movie ever. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But I'm saying I would never be able to watch one of his movies again, even if there was one I enjoyed.
Yeah. Well, this is the other end of the spectrum, and of course the only person who was a victim was Robin Williams himself. But ever since Robin committed suicide, I haven't been able to listen to any of his stand-up routines, never mind watch any of Robin's movies. Similar idea, different reason.
Yes. Sorry to sort of bring this topic up, but yeah. I feel like I brought the show down.
No, no, it's out there. I mean, people have been talking about it. It's not a case of bringing the show down. It's just a case of, you know, it's a topic of interest. I'm not down. I mean, you know, it's too bad shit like that happens, but it happened. Let's move on. You know, life goes on, and so do we. With apologies to Corky, I guess. But, so yeah, as far as all of that goes, the only thing I can say is if somebody is so desperate to play Benoit as a character, you can create a wrestler without uploading him, and you can just have him on your own personal station. If you want to do that, do that. The company says that, as far as we're concerned, is inappropriate because it's in the, you know, it's in the contracted documents, so the answer is no, don't do it. Then don't bloody do it.
They actually did say that if someone uploaded Ted Bundy, then that would get removed just for the exact same reason.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't agree.
Ted Bundy, Charles Manson, Hitler, any historical...
Now, there are different...
Or infamous figure of bad knowledge is usually removed.
Yeah, well, there are...
Which I'll be honest, sort of annoys me because I really want to put Hitler through a table.
Now, there are differences. God, Hitler in a flag match.
Hell in a cell.
There are differences. You know, okay, if you upload... Yep. I honestly don't think anyone uploading Chris Benoit is doing it. Oh, hey, fuck, hey, you get to play as a murderer. I think they're honestly trying to add, you know, someone that they still, like, really respect the work of to the roster for everybody. You know, I don't think that should be a bannable offense, because I don't think they were intentionally doing something that was to cause harm.
But the problem is, it's a little blanket. You can't tell who's uploading it to troll and who's uploading it just because they want to play as the character.
True, but there are situations where, okay, if you're uploading... Okay, yeah, if you're uploading Ted Bundy, you're doing it to fuck around. Good riddance. Not going to miss you. You know, there is an exception to the Benoit's that I would take. You know, and I know it can't be like a blanket. I know it can't be like a blanket thing where, okay, some of you are doing this to troll, some of you are doing this to be assholes, but some of you are just trying to fill in the roster. Okay, got that. You know, that'd be like the one exception I would take is where it's like, okay, don't ban anyone uploading the Chris Benoit videos because there's probably more people trying to do good than bad.
Just remove them. That's all.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit extreme to ban every one of them.
Like, if you get somebody who's doing it every 30 seconds after it's been removed, then ban him.
Multiple offenses, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but somebody just
that was the thing, like, the guy who wrote the article on Kotaku, he downloaded one and re-uploaded the exact same one to the server just to see what the result was going to be, whether it was just going to be a removal, whether you had, like, three strikes, you're out. The next day, he was banned. It came up on his screen, you have been banned from... the 2K servers due to putting up what they called illegal content.
Okay. Now the question is, the one that he downloaded, did they get banned too or not? Do we know?
Well, that he wasn't able to confirm.
Yeah, which is, you know, too bad. Maybe it's I can't see them like ignoring a few here and there or missing some in favor of others. So. And well,
if I could be asked, I'd reach over and grab a PlayStation controller and just see how many are online at the moment.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, you have to remember, in this day and age, with the era of extreme sensitivity the planet is under the blanket of, somebody's going to get so supremely offended. You know, I can see some idiot trying to launch a lawsuit for, what would you call it? Some kind of harm damaging their
post-traumatic stress disorder.
There you go. Yeah, you know, oh, my poor eyes, I can't unsee it. Yeah, well, fucking grow up. Sorry.
Life sucks. Buy a helmet.
There you go. So why don't
but
we?
But I don't want a helmet. That means I got to ride on a special bus.
Would you get chocolate?
Ooh, chocolate.
I'm sorry, if you're letting a digital video game character offend you that badly, you might need want to rethink which bus you ride on.
Yeah, maybe you
Dude, do we're living in an age where people are getting offended by men sitting in public transport with their legs spread slightly open.
Okay, we're living in a world where half the population should ride the goddamn short bus.
Yeah, just remember, we just had North Korea ban a movie.
And deny it, yeah, I know. And then they...
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
How fucking...
There will be grave North consequences Korea? If we aren't allowed to help you in the investigation.
Yeah,
really?
I read that when I got home from work. You know, North Korea threatens the United States over U.S. rejection of aid. What? So I click on it, and it's on AOL.com. And it says North Korea was offended by the American refusal of assistance in tracking down these hackers who North Korea swears are not from North Korea. Never mind that everything leads to North Korea. And then they say, oh, fine, you are in big, deep shit. We're going to fuck you up. And I'm like, dudes, this is not 1952. Even China's saying, oh, man, no, you don't do that. That's too far, you know?
That's so ornery.
That was hilarious when I read that. Okay, the interview is going to be replaced by Team America, and I'm like, fuck yeah! And then they said, no.
Team America!
You can't do that either. He already did. I don't care.
I know we weren't really going to breach this topic tonight, but fuck it. We've already done it.
We might as well. Because it's
I just want
to put America incarnate.
Okay, here's the thing. If Sony has already said, look, we're going to take the loss by not releasing the movie, mm-hmm. why can't they just turn around and go, oops, the hackers accidentally released it on BitTorrent.
Sony's going to make money off of this thing eventually. It's going to get released one way or the other. Maybe it'll be direct to video.
Whatever they do, they'll make twice as much off of it as they would have before.
Exactly.
Because this just looked like
free publicity.
Yeah, this just looked like a shitty comedy before, but now it's forbidden.
So I got it.
This is worth nuking motherfuckers over.
Yeah, this is, wow, I got to go see this now because this is like one country wants to beat up the USA. Good luck. Let's go see it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, so many people have pretty much said that on Twitter and Facebook. It's like, I had no interest whatsoever in seeing the interview. Now that North Korea wants it banned, I'm in, motherfuckers. Let's do this.
How come North Korea didn't raise such a stink when Team America was released 10 years ago?
Because, believe it or not, Kim Jong-il wasn't as insane as his son.
Oh, his son is a real fucking prince, isn't he?
Such a small boy.
I'm assuming that's Kane Kittens in the chat room. He's saying supposedly Anonymous has said they will release it on the web this week. Now, if that's the case, I don't know if it's genuine Anonymous who's releasing it. Or somebody anonymously releasing it from Sony. If you follow me.
Please.
So, one way or the other, we're going
Sony
to see the movie.
Have Sony put it out on BitTorrent for like a dollar.
Why not?
Yeah.
Oh no. Our movie that should not be seen got leaked to BitTorrent. Please do not go watch the movie linked here on BitTorrent
for only a dollar. iTunes.
Here's the thing, Omega. You're making fun of that, but some people actually do stuff like that. Like comedian Gabriel Iglesias.
He has
found his latest release, the Fluffy movie, on YouTube. He'll link it on Twitter and go, gee, I hope nobody clicks on this link
that
has my movie available for free.
Yep. Well, just like you, Mace, I follow Gabriel Iglesias, too. Did you catch the tweet to him from a fan who apologized for watching it online, quote-unquote, illegally?
Yeah.
And he says, I don't care as long as you laugh, man.
Exactly.
I mean, shit, he's made his money doing that. And that's, just, you know, that opens up a whole nother can of worms as far as I'm concerned, as far as downloading torrents and stuff like that. Somebody's already paid for it. You've made your money. Shut up. It's no different than me walking into a used tape and bookstore and buying it that you're not getting my money from them. So, whatever.
You sort of see who's in the thing for the love of what they're doing as opposed to making money.
Yeah, and Iglesias, he's making enough money to be very happy. He's doing it for the love of it, and he's a great guy. Kid Rock, a while back, was asked about what he felt about all of his music being downloaded, quote-unquote, illegally. He says, what do I care? I've made my money from it. I've got paid, you know. So...
Yeah, but anyway,
yeah. We should move on and do this next little bit because it might be stupid. And it was not
as opposed to everything else we do.
That isn't stupid. Yeah. I'm just going to preface this by saying this was Rock's idea, not mine. So, that being said, I don't need to have anybody accuse me of coming up with a wrestling Christmas carol.
I like how you're throwing me under the bus right away on this one.
Well, yeah, I am throwing you under the bus.
Like, damn, man.
And it's preventative because, let's face it, I'm the king of bad jokes, and that's on purpose, doing this little Sunday night webcast. You know, I crack bad shit on purpose. But every now and then, I throw in stuff deliberately from, like, famous comedians that people were laughing their ass off just to get everybody else's reaction. And you guys... shit on me because it's me. The fucking stuff is funny, but you shit on me because it's me, because, you know. So I'm just like, before you shit on me for a wrestling Christmas carol.
Well,
I'm just saying, it's Rock's idea.
Now that you've full-blown thrown him under the bus, ran over him, and reversed it several times, I have a question.
Okay.
Which version?
It doesn't matter. Pick one.
It doesn't matter. There's over 20 different versions of A Christmas Carol out there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Before you go, wait, Mace, guess which version was the first one to pop into my head when he brought this up to me today?
Muppets.
Exactly!
All right. Not Muppets. You know, use the traditional Christmas Carol characters.
Okay. So who's Scrooge?
Well, that'd be Vince. Duh.
Yeah, there's no way to not make it Vince.
I disagree.
You're gonna say Ted DiBiase.
Nope. Grinch will be Triple H.
Grinch?
Yep. Not
the
Grinch.
Grinch wasn't in A Christmas
Scrooge,
Grinch, whatever. Same goddamn character.
Like, we were talking about...
One's rich and one's green. How the fuck is it the same character?
Did you not realize? Seriously, do you not realize that How the Grinch Stole Christmas is just Dr. Seuss's version of Christmas Carol?
It's someone who doesn't like Christmas finding Christmas spirit. Do you know how many Christmas specials that actually describes?
Most of them.
It describes the He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special, for fuck's sake.
You know, we could have done Bill Murray's Scrooged.
That right? Is...
Yeah, I know. But no, Vince McMahon, not Scrooge. No, Vince McMahon would be Bob Marley.
No.
Why? See, I'm assuming that's Kane Kittens.
Yes.
He agrees with me. Vince is Marley.
No.
Well, yes. he would agree with you, Tim. Kane Kittens definitely would. He's your assistant, after all.
Okay, I'm not even gonna.
No, Vince is Scrooge. Marley is Ted Turner.
Oh, God, no.
Can we at least make him Eric Bischoff then?
No, Ted Turner is Christmas future. Hey, Vince,
no,
if you don't start writing good shit, look what might happen to you, because it happened WCW.
Wouldn't it be
with
Christmas?
Our wrestling show.
Wouldn't it be Christmas past?
Well, no, because Christmas past was good.
No, no, Christmas past has to be like Hogan or someone.
Yeah, Christmas past would be Hogan. Okay, okay. Who's, like, I don't even bring the character's name up. Who's Tiny Tim?
There's an obvious. I'm not going to go there.
Come on. On the WWE roster, buddy.
I fucking damn it. Tiny Tim is Hornswoggle.
No, that's a little bit. No.
that's.
Oh, does it have to be current WWE roster?
No.
You're going to say Zach Gowen.
Yes. Yes, I was.
he wasn't there long enough or popular enough.
He was he was made a reference point in 2014. I think he was popular enough.
Hang on. Kane Kittens, fuck off, Ziggler. You bastard. Now I got to pick John Cena or some shit.
You could pick John
Cena. Daniel Bryan. Tiny Tim. Short in stature, overcoming the odds, all this other shit. Everybody loves him.
And his career almost got killed in the original iteration. So, yeah, that works, I suppose.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan. So, Bob Cratchit.
Bob Cratchit.
Johnny Ace.
Oh, God, no.
No, definitely not. That was a joke, a bad one. Yeah, okay, bad joke four.
They're the voice.
Here's the thing, though. Bob Cratchit, very downtrodden... Nice guy.
Big Show.
No. That would be Ziggler's role. When you really think about it, he's the guy who works his ass off, very humble in his ways, treated badly by his boss. It's got Dolph Ziggler written all over it.
I can't disagree with guys.
That's kind of working.
Who have we got so far?
So we've got a dispute for Scrooge.
So we've got Scrooge, Cratchit, Tiny Tim.
Mm-hmm. Who else is in there? Oh, Ghost, Christmas Past, Present, and Future.
No. Well, leave those. You've got to put in Jacob Marley.
I think you guys agree on Vince on that one.
For Jacob Marley?
Yeah.
I don't agree with Vince.
No, see, I'd put Vince's Scrooge and Ted Turner as Jacob Marley.
Thank you.
No,
because in the wrestling business, one of them died and one of them keeps going. That's Marley and Scrooge.
And you had the what was she, an angel or a fairy or whatever, who introduced Scrooge to the fact that he was going to be visited by three ghosts?
No, that was Marley.
It was Marley.
Oh, that was Marley? It was Marley.
Marley shows up.
I'm thinking
first,
Scrooge. I'm sorry. I've got Scrooge. Yeah, right into my head. I'm sorry. I love that movie.
Yeah, I know. I've got to download. I've got to go and grab that after this, because that's one that's missing off my list.
We can't get these antlers this thing. Have you tried hot glue? You Staples!
See... Alright, so now we'll pretty much finish it off with the three ghosts.
Okay.
So
Christmas past. Start with Christmas past.
Christmas past. Freddie Blassie.
Ooh.
Not bad choice.
Yeah,
why?
I know. I used an actual dead guy as the ghost of Christmas past.
How dare you, sir?
I know. How dare I?
Papa Shango.
No, you gotta remember, the Ghost of Christmas Past was somebody who was beloved in the heyday of Scrooge's life.
Well, that's Hulk Hogan. So,
that's not.
Well, that's the thing. I wouldn't put Hogan in as the Ghost, though, of Christmas Past.
Still alive?
But back in the heyday, no. Back in the heyday, Blassie wasn't beloved. He was the villain, so...
People like villains. There's always been a heel section.
Warped and twisted that logic is. Bruno Sammartino would be a better fit than Freddie Blassie.
That was who I was going to go for next.
That one I can agree with.
It was Bruno. Yeah.
Okay, Bruno's a better fit.
Yeah. Ghost of Christmas Present, of course, is going to be John fucking Cena.
Well, I was just going to say, Ghost of Christmas Present. Just so you know, Chris Benoit's banned. I don't think
he's the one who actually is a ghost.
Yeah, I don't think any one of us can dispute John Cena.
Omega's about to make that case. Go.
Oh, here we go. Go for it.
Part of me was thinking Big Show because the Ghost of Christmas Present is supposed to be a jolly giant character.
Yeah, but you're basing that just on his size.
No, I'm also basing it on the scene where he has a robe that has to hide two other characters underneath it. Ignorance and Want, who I'm currently picturing as J&J Security.
Ignorance and Want? That would be Triple H and Stephanie. I'll agree with you on Big Show. Alright, I'll give you that one.
I'm
sticking with John Cena. I just see John Cena taking him by the arm and saying, "Look at what you're doing. Look at this poor little kid. He's got no Christmas food, and he's going to die because he doesn't have enough money for the operation." And
No. John Cena's got to be like, okay, who's the nephew? Like Scrooge's nephew, who's well off and having a good time and trying to be optimistic. Can't remember his name.
That's Fred in the original.
Okay, yeah, Fred.
Freddy Scrooge.
What a bland name for
Fred.
Yeah, we have Ebenezer Scrooge, Bob Cratchit, Tiny Tim, Jacob Marley, and Fred.
That's like naming your cat Steve.
It's like Charles Dickens just sort of went, "I've got no fucking idea, his name is Fred."
There you go.
So who's the last name? That's bad.
Who's the nephew?
Bischoff.
That one, Bischoff. No.
Ooh. No. Hell no.
No. Hear me out there. Fred, in quite a lot of iterations, had his wife, who I would have played by Dixie Carter. Yeah, well off, but still fucking stupid as trying to compare himself and be like his uncle. Trying to be optimistic. It's Fred and his wife. That's Bischoff and Dixie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's not in this movie.
Okay, what about you, Omega?
What? For the nephew?
Yeah.
I'm the one who started it. That's the role I put for Cena.
That's the role you put for Cena. Yeah, I still got Cena as, forget it, Christmas Present.
And did you settle on Christmas Future?
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
That was a cue.
We got sidetracked by Fred.
I'm still trying to figure out who I'd pick as Fred, and I got nothing. Boy, Ric Flair.
Why?
No.
Jeez.
No.
No.
We're in the present now. I can't keep picking all these old people.
Yeah. All right, Christmas Future, Omega.
Sami Zayn.
Omega, your voice changed.
I know, and I turned Australian for a second.
Yeah, so did your accent, yeah.
That's tough, because it's easy to pick someone from the NXT roster, but it's the Ghost of Christmas Future.
It's the ghost of what could be, and what could be was a big picture.
It's a very specific character type.
So should we be playing some gongs in the background?
Yeah, the Undertaker.
You could call. Yeah, you could easily throw Taker in the role of
Or the description is a silent phenom clad in a hooded black robe.
Yeah, I mean he fits the description. The only other one you could choose probably would be Sting.
Bray Wyatt.
Well, yeah, except he talks too much.
They lying to you, Scrooge.
I just pictured that scene too, man. Thanks, Mace.
Follow the Christmas.
Oh, talk to your buddy.
You follow
Nick
the turtle,
he
does.
Just, yeah, Nick picked Chris Benoit. Give him a smack. That was wrong. No, Nick. No.
No, that's no.
Yeah, no, I'm happy with Taker.
So, who plays the Undertaker in this movie, then?
Kane.
Kane the Undertaker.
Well, that was his name.
I guess. Thank you, Rock.
Why did you think I said Kane?
I know why you said it. Just, anyway.
Okay. Who's the Undertaker? Kane! You're right! Wait a minute!
That was his name. You know.
That became his brother. What happened? What personality?
Alright, to sort of keep going, the character of Fezziwig, which is the one who gave Scrooge his first job. No!
Fezziwig.
Vince Sr.
Okay, Vince Sr., okay.
Who else?
You got the fence in the final scene, in the yet-to-be scene. Like when they're selling off all the Scrooge's stuff.
Tommy goes in chat room. Bo Dallas should be the ghost of the future. You have to believe in Christmas.
No.
No, Tommy, no.
No. He could be an alternate for Christmas present.
That works.
You've got.
What about Bo Dallas as the kid who tells Scrooge, "Well, it's Christmas, sir?
Go get me
a turkey."
Do you believe in the Christmas turkey, sir?
Here, did he go get a turkey or a goose or a duck?
It's a turkey.
It was a Christmas goose.
There's Belle, who was the love of Scrooge's life.
Oh, goddamn. I hate to admit it, but Kittens is right. Regal's British. Shouldn't he be in here someplace?
Ooh.
Regal's the narrator.
There you go.
That fits.
Yep. Okay, I'll buy that.
And at the very end, you could say, "I'm a British person. Good night."
Actually, no. Scratch Regal, replace him with Barrett.
Even better. So, you believe in Christmas? Oh, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I know we pretty much settled on Vince as Scrooge, but an alternate would be Barrett as Scrooge. You there, boy. What day is this? It's Christmas. Well, I've got some bad news.
I don't know.
Well, bad
if you really want to just
carolers.
Fuck with the Yeah, and the guys that come to collect the donations as well.
Yeah.
So there's also the rest of the Cratchit children as well. I believe that there was one or two girls and another boy. There's a lot of characters, but we pretty much got the main ones now. We're now going into like secondary and third tier character territory.
Yeah, I think we're wrapped up with that one. I think we're good enough to go.
I think so, and you know, you threw me under the bus, and look how much fun you had.
You know what? I really want to watch A Muppet's Christmas Carol now.
Good. Should.
I just might.
I watched it before the show.
So, yeah. Are we taking our next time out right now?
We should. We should take our next time out.
We probably should. Everybody listen to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's the Christmas edition. We got something coming up that we want you to take part in, and this is going to be a week-long thing. We're going to set up a page. You get to vote the whole bit. It's just awesome. What are we talking about? Stick around. We'll tell you on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
I've got the box of decorations. I've got the tinsel strung. The mistletoe's been hung. I've got the means of celebration. I've got the lights down low. The skies are dreaming snow. I've got the Yule log burning bright. And by the Christmas tree, I've got you here with me. I've got the perfect Christmas night. I've got a box of dreams, all with a Christmas theme. But tonight I won't be sleeping. I've got Bing Crosby on, have all my troubles gone with the spirit I've been keeping. I've got the presents wrapped, I got the boxes stacked. I put up those Christmas lights all around that tree like it all should be. I've got the perfect Christmas night.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, CB Radio gave to Ace 12 Fuck You Robs, 11 Shots of Jack, 10 Speeding Tickets, 9 Mispronounced Words, 8 Fans Disbanding, 7 Linkin Park Name Drops, 6 Justin Bieber FaceTime, 5 Soup My Bitches, 4 Drunken Friends, 3 Cigarette Smoke Breaks, 2 Things Retarded, and a Boston guy who will probably not show up for 3 more years.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fandangoing, Yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? It's going to be great.
I love these picks.
Sub, you picked Yes, Yes, Yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien, of course.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Of course. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel O'Brien yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to chain the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a roll off them? Do I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I
think something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, our last show before Christmas.
And we came back with Tim's theme song.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. My kid doesn't want anything for Christmas.
Lies.
He lies. He wants something really big. He just doesn't want to ask you.
Well, no, if he wanted something, he'd find a way of letting me know what he wants. To tell you the truth, what he's asking for from everybody this year is money. He is now 14 and a half. I can't believe it. My son is 14 years old. And he's discovered the joy of buying things.
So basically he wants money to go buy what he wants.
Now, being my son, he has learned the value of a dollar, Rock.
You're teaching him the two ways. It's fantastic.
No, I'm teaching him how to teach Jews to be cheap. No, he's discovered the, when you're 14 years old, it's pretty cool. You can walk into a store and buy an item for a couple $100 and actually give the money yourself and not have to look to mom or dad to pay for it. He's asking for money. And he's been saving up his allowance all year, and he's just a couple of $100 away from some brand new hockey equipment that first off will fit him, and secondly, because he's already 6'2" and he's still growing, but secondly, will protect him better than the standard mainstream market crap that's out there, keeping in mind that in his short 14 years, Owen has suffered about 4 or 5 concussions, and it's a minor miracle that he's able to actually play pro or like amateur sports, like organized little league sports.
Right.
So, it's a big treat. So he's going to be on Christmas Day. He's going to get a king size Toblerone bar because he has acquired his dad's addiction to chocolate.
Right.
And he's also going to get the money he needs to make up the amount he needs to get all of the stuff that he wants to get. So.
Well, that's good.
And on top of that, I was also thinking about introducing him to the wonderful world of WWE 2K15.
No, I thought you were just going to buy him a drum set again.
No, he doesn't need a drum set. The one he's got is awesome.
No.
He's added to it. He's got 3 cymbals now. 2 for action, 1 for writing.
You should buy him a brand new drum set. And, well, you can take his
then
old one.
You're thinking I can have his old one. No.
What you got to do, Tim? You got to buy him a helicopter that you break before you give it to him.
I didn't break the fucking thing.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. Shut up.
It came that way.
Yeah, we know, Tim. The tree broke.
No. It came out of the box. And you guys quit picking on it. You know? Okay, you know, this is how rumors get started.
No, this is how truths get told.
Yeah, okay, you keep it up, and I'm going to sue you for slander.
Be a star, people!
Oh, all right. So we have a segment coming up. By the way, if you'd like to call into the show, because we're going to open the phone lines, because why not? 267-297-1397. Or if you have me on Skype, you know how to get a part of the show already.
Yeah, you'll be able to call in and wish everybody a Merry Christmas and shit like that. That's cool.
Yeah, if you want to. You don't have to. We're just going to go
about
it.
You can just come on and spout some bullshit. That's what we do.
That's perfectly fine. We'll be more than happy to take your phone call. But wait for a minute.
Wait till Tim explains.
No, call in the middle of a Tim sentence.
Yeah, there you go. No, wait, don't call in just yet. What we're going to do is we're going to explain to you what we're doing, over the Christmas week, leading into next Sunday's show. We're going to be doing our end of the year thing. And we're going to throw up a web page where you can actually vote, and we're going to take your votes, tabulate them, and come up with things like the match of the year, the breakout star of the year. What else have we got on the list?
We have match of the year, diva of the year, superstar of the year, comeback of the year, and we're trying to do most shocking moment of the year. And an event
but
of the
you
year.
Can't pick the streak.
Yeah.
Can we rig the superstar of the year to be somebody who totally does not deserve it?
Apparently, Kinkin wants us to have a category, Wild Talk Radio Show of the Year. No, we've done the...
Oh, we know that's just going to be rigged to be the fucking rack, so...
No, it's going to be CB
or
Radio.
Or CB Radio.
CB
because,
Radio.
We all know that Rock, you know, he does the webmastering shit.
Yeah.
Of course, I could fuck him up because I'll get the login too. So, yeah, that won't happen.
No. All right. So, to make it simple for everyone, we're probably going to put the website on russelltalkradio.com.
Yeah.
We'll make that the main page on russelltalkradio.com, so the awards will be right there for you. We'll have a link on wildtalkradio.com. We'll make it russelltalkradio.com. It'll be right there for you, and you can vote, and we'll have it all set up sometime this week.
Now, we've already put together a bunch of categories and a bunch of things that you'll be able to pick from. Starting with Match of the Year, we got Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt at Royal Rumble 2014.
Hold on. This is where we need your help, people. We're going to trim this list. This is where the Omega and Mace need to be play a big part. You got to help us trim this.
No, no, hold on. Let's leave it to the people to decide, because we know that when we try to trim a list, it takes 2 fucking years.
No, that's a different list.
We're just trying to get to 4 or 5.
No, no, no. What we got here for... Let me do this, Rock. For a match of the year, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13... We've got 14 matches on the list, and what we want to do tonight is break that down to, five or six? Four?
Let's go for match of the year, we'll go five.
We'll go five for match of the year. I'm going to list them, and we'll just have a really quick discussion on which ones we should throw out.
Okay.
It's super simple. That's it. So match of the year. These are what we came up with today. Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt, Royal Rumble 2014. Daniel Bryan versus Triple H at WrestleMania 30. The Shield versus the Wyatt family at Elimination Chamber. Shield versus Evolution 1 at Extreme Rules. Shield versus Evolution 2 at Payback. Daniel Bryan versus Batista versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania 30. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Hell in a Cell. Cesaro versus Sami Zayn at NXT Arrival. Steph McMahon versus Brie Bella at SummerSlam 2014. Paige versus Emma at Arrival. Charlotte versus Natalya at TakeOver. Charlotte versus Bayley at TakeOver Fatal 4-Way. Then you've got Adrian Neville versus Sami Zayn versus Tyler Breeze versus Tyson Kidd at NXT TakeOver, the Fatal 4-Way.
I like how out of all the names, you screwed up the Canadian.
I have fucked up, TJ, Oh, that reminds me, a couple weeks ago, did you catch it? I think it was on SmackDown when Cesaro and Tyson came out for their tag match. Cesaro was in the middle of the ring, and he was looking for the tag, so he was calling for Tyson, but he kept calling him TJ.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Oh, I also wanted to give honorable mention to AJ Lee for... what she said a few weeks ago to both Brie and Nikki, that wrestling talent was not a sexually transmitted disease.
All right, finish up the list. Then. One more match.
Okay, one more match. It's Adrian Neville versus Sami Zayn at TakeOver Our Evolution.
Now, there's a match you want to add. We can add that as well. These are the first 14 I came off the top of my head with. So,
pretty much Kane Kittens more or less has the idea for it. Now, for match of the year, I want to throw in, this is my pick, and then we'll go to Rock and Omega. I want to pick Shield versus Evolution number one, so that's the Extreme Rules match.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to say, it sounds like you're about to say something.
No, I was going to say, okay, we'll put that, we'll leave that one in.
That's one of my choices for the poll. Okay. Another choice for my poll is actually Daniel Bryan versus Triple H at WrestleMania 30.
One they completely forgot about mentioning on the Slammies.
Yeah, that would be choice number two for me. Elimination Chamber, the Shield versus the Wyatt family will be number three. Seth and Dean, Hell in a Cell, that's my number four pick. And Charlotte versus Natalya at NXT TakeOver, that's my five picks for the poll.
I want to hear what Mace has to think next.
Mace's turn.
Mace is thinking. Mace is having trouble remembering a lot of this shit because Mace's memory is shithouse.
I would say I'm in agreement with you, Tim, on Wyatt versus the Wyatts versus Shield. That needs to be in there. Shield versus Evolution, I would agree with that one. Oh,
okay.
Omega, what are you thinking so far?
Why the hell is Steph and Brie in here?
Because we needed a match.
Because out of all the Divas matches on the main roster this year, that is the only one that was halfway decent.
I was trying to remember what episode of Main Event it happened on, but I couldn't remember AJ versus Natty on Main Event. But I couldn't remember the episode. So we can add that if you want.
Yes.
Another one on there. Like, there's also AJ Page match that was really good, but it's like, it's so hard to pick them all out. And Tim comes to me.
At the same time, you know, if I'm going to put another Divas match in there, it's going to be Charlotte and Sasha.
I had that dominating. I had that in there originally, but I was like, I can't have all of Charlotte's matches on there. So it's like, what do I do?
Fuck.
But if you want that in your five, we can, you know, talk about it.
My five are probably in here. The problem is I'd have to rewatch all of them because I'm kind of like Mace here. It's between rematches and just how much there is these days. It's just kind of blurring when I try to remember it all. I couldn't tell you the difference between the two Shield matches.
I could. That's why I picked the first one.
Well, while Omega sits there and decides, I've got a list.
All right, let's hear your list.
This is in no particular order, by the way. This is just out of what we've got, plus whatever. Adrian Neville vs. Sami Zayn from TakeOver Evolution.
Okay.
Charlotte versus Bayley from NXT TakeOver Fatal 4-Way. Cesaro versus Sami Zayn. The 2 out of 3 falls, which I believe was the arrival match. Or was that just a standard NXT show?
Could have been any of their matches.
Yeah, I know. They had a great series at that point, so pretty much anything.
I'll look it up. I'm not sure that that's... I think that may have been last year. That's why I'm not... I'm looking it
okay.
up.
Basically, anything that involved AJ Lee versus Paige this year.
Well, you got to pick one specific one.
Just pick one at random and put it in the list, Rock.
I could pick the first one.
Their pay-per-view match.
I could pick the first one, which sucked. So you got to be more...
Don't pick the first one.
Pick the second or third.
The second pay-per-view match. What was that one?
I'll look it up. Cesaro Sami Zayn arrival was the one fall match, I believe. So
either way, it's Cesaro and Zayn. It's still fucking good.
Okay.
And I'm going to choke on this one. Paige versus...
Say it.
Don't wanna.
Say it.
Spit it out.
Emma.
Oh my god. I knew it.
Oh, that fucking hurt.
Victory. That's why I put it on the list, because I knew he had to pick it. Victory.
You knew I'd pick it, but fuck, it hurts.
And then he goes in Triple H, Daniel Bryan, WrestleMania, Ascension vs. Team New Japan, NXT, RO Evolution, Shield vs. Evolution, AJ vs. Paige, SummerSlam, and Team Cena vs. Team Authority, Survivor Series. Team Cena vs. Team... Really?
Yeah, there you go. AJ vs. Paige at SummerSlam.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
You said it as my one.
I wouldn't say Team Cena versus Team Authority. I just say Ziggler versus Team Authority.
Ziggler versus
that's
the
ass
whooping of a lifetime.
Because remember, the Vigilante Sting single-handedly defeated the Authority, right. But Ziggler eliminated 4 people on that team.
Right. All right, so we got to really trim this list, so.
Well, I've thrown out my 5. Mace has got his 5. You got your 5. We're just waiting for Omega.
Well, I named 2, so.
Oh, you named 2. Okay, so you got to name 3 more.
I named 14.
Well, okay. So far, what has... out of that list, take what we've said... Bring it down.
Let's see.
We should be down to maybe 10, hopefully.
All right. Let's eliminate. All right. We'll do this better way. Let's eliminate some.
Yeah.
All right. Bayley versus Charlotte. Eliminate.
Keep it.
Keep Bayley versus Charlotte. Okay. All right. Stephanie versus Bray. We're getting rid of that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that one can fuck off.
The triple threat at WrestleMania.
Fuck it off.
Yeah.
Let's see. Charlotte versus Bayley.
Didn't you already try to eliminate that one?
No. Did I? Maybe.
Yeah, I think you already tried.
Oh. Let's see. Paige versus Emma we're keeping for now.
Begrudgingly.
Shield versus Evolution 2 we're eliminating.
Correct.
Let's see. Charlotte versus Natty.
I'm quite happy to kick it out. I don't know about other people.
Actually, I like that one better than Bailey one. That's just me, though. The Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah, that one got nothing from any of us.
I like how me and you were the only ones talking this out.
Yeah, I know.
It's a fantastic match, but honestly, if I'm going to pick like a favorite five, it would all be from NXT.
Rollins.
It'd all be from NXT plus Daniel Bryan versus Triple H.
See, I would put Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt. That was better than the Hunter match.
I thought the emotion was better in the Bryan and Triple H one.
All right, and I think Tim went with. Tim, did you go with Bryan and Hunter?
Daniel Bryan versus Triple H at WrestleMania 30 was mine.
Okay, so we'll eliminate Bryan versus Wyatt. How about?
Yeah, my five are listed in Skype if you saw that.
Yeah, it doesn't tell me whose name it was when I was looking. Because it scrolled all the way down. Shield versus
What's
Wyatt.
Up, then?
Shield versus Wyatt. Keeping?
I had that on my list.
I'm in agreement at two. We need one more to keep it.
I'd keep it.
All right, so that's staying in. Sami Zayn, Cesaro.
Keep.
All right, so we're down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're down to 9. Do you want to just stick with the 9?
Well, here's the thing again. Once again, it's not us picking all of these. It's our listeners and everybody hitting the website to vote who's picking them. So we can put 4, 5, or 9 if we can't make it any smaller. I got no problems with us listing those 9 matches.
Okay. No, we actually have to make it 10. AJ Lee versus Paige. SummerSlam.
Yes. The second one, pay-per-view one.
Yeah.
See, this is something that we should have done off-air and then come back with. Here are the ones we decided earlier.
It's not the most thrilling of radio.
It's interactive radio, what do you want? Because Tim thought of this idea at 2 o'clock this afternoon and said, hey, make a list, so here we go.
Yeah, well, to be fair, it was only 12 noon my time, but I was at work.
Anyway, that was the larger of the bunch. We'll move on to the next category. It's easier to eliminate some people. Superstar of the Year. You want to read them, Tim?
Superstar of the Year. These are who we came up with. We, being mostly Rock. I only threw in a couple of names. Again, I was at work.
how many people, how many are we keeping?
Five.
Can I put in the stipulation Roman Reigns is automatically disqualified?
Well, hang on a second. Let's just read the list and then we'll automatically disqualify. Dean Ambrose, John Cena, Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, Bray Wyatt, Brock Lesnar, Dolph Ziggler, Adrian Neville, Sami Zayn, Seth Rollins, Rusev, and rounding out the list, Roman Reigns.
He's on there twice because he's awesome.
Yeah, I did umper. Okay, so, you know, Dean Ambrose definitely. John Cena, you have to. I would eliminate Randy Orton as my first elimination.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing.
Roman Reigns is my second elimination. Roman Reigns is my second elimination?
But the people like the Roman Reigns. Can I continue?
He hasn't done anything and he is boring. Believe that.
Did I already say that I'm eliminating Daniel Bryan?
No, you didn't say that, but...
I'm eliminating Daniel Bryan, and the only reason that he's not on my personal list is because he got hurt right after WrestleMania, and he basically missed, like, most of the year, so...
Yeah.
You know...
I had the same thought process on that.
Otherwise,
unfortunately, the guy's been out of action for over nine months, I wouldn't...
Or he'd be over, like, near right at the top of my list.
Yeah.
Then you've got, let's see, I would keep Bray Wyatt on the list just because. I'm eliminating Brock Lesnar because, you know, I'm sorry, he's a part-timer. I don't care what you say.
He's showing up
how many times now?
I say keep Brock.
I'm not keeping Brock. Yeah, sure, he won the title. He entered the streak, blah, 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 blah. He's not on my list because he's not there enough. It's the same thing with Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. He's not there enough. Both of those guys were there longer than him. But I'm keeping Dolph Ziggler.
Actually, he would be one I would pull out.
I'd keep Dolph Ziggler in there, and I'd also keep Sami Zayn and Seth Rollins.
So we're getting rid of the former NXT champion? Mason, now, wow. Adrian Neville, yay or nay?
No, Adrian Neville, fuck him off.
But he was
NXT champion. I just thought of somebody that we left off the list entirely.
Oh, who's that?
Fucking deserves Superstar of the Year.
Who's that?
Damian Sandow.
Oh, Damian Sandow.
No. We could put him in. We can move him down into another category. I think we can put him into Breakout Star. He's the name I've
Fuck
put.
Off. That's my five. I've put up my five is Dolph, Sammy, Bray, Dean, and Sandow.
Yeah, I nicked Sandow.
Fuck you. I want to play it.
All right, so I'm agreeing to keep Brock on the list. Tim wants him gone. Mace has him on. Omega, are you keeping Brock, yes or no?
Oh. Did you just say no?
No. But yes, no.
Yeah, wait a minute, what? Yes,
maybe.
No, huh?
Left, right? No, fuck Center. Brock.
Thank you. Why? Tell me why.
Because you actually have to show up.
Thank you! It's the same thing as Daniel and Roman. Those guys can't be on the list. Brock shouldn't be on the list.
I was okay with Daniel by me on the list, but that's...
I'd put Daniel on the list, but he hasn't been there enough.
Brock's more entertaining in fucking 15 seconds than Roman Reigns has been all year. All
right, Omega, who are your five?
I'm thinking.
All right, Sami Zayn, staying on the list?
Yeah, I think just about all of us have got Sami on our list. All
right, Rusev, gone.
Fuck him off to Russia.
Seth Rollins.
He's on my list.
He's not on mine.
Not on mine either.
All right, not on mine, so he's gone. All right, okay, so we're split on one. So one, two, three.
Did we chop Brian off?
Yeah, we did.
Ah, fuck.
Delete.
All right, we're down to six. So Ambrose, Cena, Wyatt, Lesnar, Ziggler, and Zayn, because we were split on Lesnar. So if we're split there, I'd keep him on the list.
How many votes for?
Two.
How many votes against?
Two.
That's what split means, Tim. There's four of us.
Rock, flip a coin, heads, he stays, tails, he goes.
No, we can leave it. We can go to number, we'll go six on the superstar. Since we're split, right. We'll leave him on there.
All right, leave Rock on. He's not my choice, but leave him on.
So Ambrose, Cena, Wyatt, Lesnar, Ziggler, Zayn. We cool?
Yeah.
I think Tim was the only one who agreed on Cena.
No, I'm cool with Cena on the list. He has to be.
Yeah.
You gotta have Cena on the list. You kind of have to.
Yeah. He's like Nolan North in voice acting. He's just there.
He's a guy that's on there just because he's on there.
Your personal feelings about John Cena's character right now, notwithstanding, by default, he deserves to be on the list.
I mean, we have to have some sympathy for him. He took 16 goddamn suplexes from Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. Come on.
Dude, come on. We do have a few girls who listen to us. They need to vote for somebody.
They have Dolph.
That's why we put, Dolph and Brock, and not Brock, Bray and Sammy, Dolph, and Ambrose.
There you go. So is that list now complete?
That list is complete.
Okay, so the Diva of the Year is next.
Read them off and we'll figure out how we're...
Can we just nail this down to AJ and Paige and leave it at that?
No.
You'd almost want to, but we got AJ, Paige, Nikki and Brie Bella, Steph McMahon, Natalya, Bayley, Charlotte. It's a smaller list. Yeah, I'm keeping AJ and Paige naturally.
AJ, Paige, Charlotte.
Throwing on Stephanie McMahon onto my list?
Same here.
No.
So we're two so far. She's on the list, unless I'm making...
I'd like to say Natalya and Bayley.
I love Bayley, but if we're shorting the list, I'd take her off.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I agree with that.
But I would.
And it'd be for the same reason I kick Steph off the list as well.
Steph, I can't put on there as an in-ring performer, but I can't deny she's one of the, she's been one of the biggest heels all year.
Get rid of the term diva. She, female of the year, she would be up there.
Yeah.
So we can call
as
it female
as a
of
female
the year.
Character on screen. She's. Yeah, I can't.
You're equating diva with the wrestler. I wasn't.
Me neither.
That's why
unfortunately, diva does mean female wrestler.
Okay, female of the year. We'll call it that. How about that? We'll change it.
Look, call it fucking slut of the year for all I fucking care, because you seem to not be wanting to put it on, so whatever.
Oh, okay. How many people?
Fucks I do not give now. Fuck ya.
No.
How many for Steph and how many against? We're split again, right? 2-2?
I think Omega was sort of leaning towards on.
I put Steph on.
So that's 3-1.
Oh. Okay.
So she's on. She makes the list.
I chop Bayley off and I go, well, if we put almost all of her matches on there, yeah, I put Charlotte in this category too.
Yeah, so far we have AJ, Paige, Steph, Natty, and Charlotte. You want to just leave those five? Or
five, good enough, move on.
All right, now we got to do Event of the Year.
So NXT Arrival, NXT TakeOver, NXT R Evolution.
No, hold on. No, I wrote TakeOver Arrival, R Evolution. That's how I wrote it. Anyway, keep going.
No, that's it. 3, that's it. I'm sorry, I cannot put over a single WWE pay-per-view this year.
30.
There's been ones we
liked. Not even Mania. I can't even put over Mania this year.
I can.
That's a hard thing.
That's because you're an optimistic whore, Rock.
I have positivity in this world.
I cannot disagree with you on that one, Mace.
You guys love 95% of the pay-per-views this year. I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. I can remember some of the pay-per-views that I've gone, okay, yeah, that was actually a really good show. I actually really dig that. But there's so fucking many, I can't tell them apart in my head. You know, I can point to all the NXT specials because there's been so few.
Right. All right, so I'm...
TakeOver, Arrival, and our Revolution.
Yeah, I put 3 of the 4 on there. Can't have them all.
Bullshit.
All right, TakeOver...
You're such an NXT homer, Mace.
I'm sorry if they actually put on constant good shows, unlike the fucking main roster.
I can't disagree with you on it at all. And these are, it's all these people saying Triple H needs to take care of the main roster. Look what he's doing with NXT.
Okay,
you can't argue with that.
I'll have a compromise for you. Let's split it up into two categories. We have WWE event of the year,
and then
we
NXT
have NXT event of the year.
Oh, do we have enough NXT events?
There's four. There would be four of them up at the. If we want.
Okay, well, fine. 20. You know what? Do what Mace says. Let's do that then.
All right.
Because NXT is technically a totally different show.
Well, if we're doing that, we would then have to include TNA.
Can you name any point this year where any of us actually watched TNA?
You were putting over Bound for Glory.
I must have been drunk.
That was the one from Japan.
Okay, are we ready to list the WWE pay-per-views? Special events of the year?
Oh, yeah, you know we got to put TLC on there. No, oh, wait.
SummerSlam, Money in the Bank, WrestleMania 30, Elimination Chamber, Royal Rumble, Hell in a Cell. Those are the ones that we have to pick from.
If you would like to add a different event on there, by all means. Like, you want to throw in Old School Raw, we can throw in Old School Raw. It's your decision. Stuff like that.
Nope. I would eliminate Royal Rumble.
I wanted to keep Rumble. I like Bray.
Rumble was actually decent this year.
Oh wait, no, yeah, keep Rumble, get rid of Hell in a Cell.
Okay.
The Rumble, Mania, SummerSlam,
Chamber, because that had Wyatt, Shield, and the Chamber was good too.
Yeah, Chamber. It's for
Money in the Bank.
Nah.
Omega.
I'm thinking.
That's what I smell.
This goes right back to it. I would have to go through these and look at them all again in order to actually kind of get refresh these in my head before I pick through them, because I for the life of me, I can barely remember it.
And you know how you can do so?
Do not parrot that shit to me.
You can watch it on the WWE Network for only
$9.99.
Hey, they're adding.
Holy want a cracker.
They're adding.
Swear to God, I will find a way of strangling you from here.
Hey, they're adding Sunday Night Heats to the network.
Oh,
this week.
Joy! Now I can finally see the exploits of Raven and Tommy Dreamer.
Come on, man. When are they going to get to the real good stuff? You know, fucking Shotgun Saturday Night.
In due time.
Not paying till I get Livewire.
If you really watch the 94 Slammies, this is the closest you'll get to Livewire. What's it called? They have Val Venus's first promos on there.
Oh my god.
That they just put up for the 12 Days of Attitude that they're doing. Plus they
so anyway, pay-per-views.
I'm giving Omega time to think. And they have the pilot, the first pilot of SmackDown.
Dude, there's no time to think here. There's blank air.
Alright, so we'll leave it as SummerSlam, Money Bank, Mania, Chamber, Rumble.
Not champions?
I would literally need a full 24 hours to actually have an answer for this.
Okay, Omega, you're on the clock.
Fuck you. Not consecutively.
But one after the other.
Alright, move on to the next one. I think we're good at five there. And if Omega has other choices, we'll work on them tomorrow.
And we've got comeback of the year, Hulk Hogan, Chris Jericho, Batista. What else can you do about that? I know I haven't gotten there yet. Don't worry about it.
I didn't say a word.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I was just gonna say, was there any other comebacks? Do we want to go down that road of Warrior?
Well, that wasn't really.
It's hard to call it a comeback because he only showed up for one night of Raw and one pay-per-view.
I know this. I'm You want to slam me for it.
Is the thing, like, comeback, I don't know, I, as much as a lot of people have probably griped, I probably put Brock on there, Ziggler, Brian Daniel.
Well, you think about comeback as return.
Return, not like a resurgence of their career, it's like return of the year. Okay, we'll call it
so,
that.
So, Brock Lesnar could theoretically be on that list.
No,
because he came back last year.
He's been back.
You can't put Sting on that list because he didn't come back. He just came and forgot to clean up afterwards.
Because he's a vigilante like that.
If you're doing comeback in amounts of returns, you can put Daniel Bryan on. He returned after the Authority disappeared. Technically, it was a return, using your definition.
Okay, a meaningful return.
It was a meaningful return! Did you hear the pop?
And what has he done since?
Fuck you.
No, I will say...
Okay, let's use that logic then. Meaningful return. Okay, we have Roman Reigns return. What's he done since he came back? Sweet fuck all!
Roman Reigns wasn't on the list.
So just tell me who you want on this list.
No.
And we'll just go with that. Because control these things.
No. We will have our...
Because you change the fucking definition every time we try to put somebody else on the list.
No.
So fuck you, sir.
No. We are going to let our caller tell us who should be on the list. Caller, welcome to WTR Sunday night.
Konnichiwa to you gentlemen from live from Japan. It is your friend...
Oh, God, it's another Australian.
G'day.
G'day, mate.
He's a sheep-shagging New Zealander who lived in Australia and then moved to Japan.
That is correct, gentlemen. I think for return...
Oh, konnichiwa, eh?
Yeah, konnichiwa to you lot. I reckon... What about Jake the Snake? Like, he came back for both old school WWE Raw as well as for the Hall of Fame as one.
Well, I have a different. I have him in a different category that we haven't got to yet.
You know what? I'm kind of agreeing with Nitty here. Let's put him in this category as well because
the pop he got, that giant pop at the end of the show where like he comes out with like the new Damien was pretty awesome as well. And you do have to put Ori in there as well, I guess.
What about, okay, it was for one night only, and he got in Rusev's face and shot him down. What about The Rock?
Yeah.
That was a surprise comeback.
Well, he also, he did the quote-unquote return at WrestleMania when he came out with Hogan and Stone Cold. Yeah.
Which was really cool, which was awesome.
Hey, we could, there's almost like enough category here for like a one night only. Which, if we want Brock for a category, we could put him in there.
That's true. You could put him in for that. Who else would you put in?
I say, I think five for comeback Hogan, Jericho, Batista, Rock, and Jake. I think that's a good number.
Yeah. That's a...
Nice, mate.
Best part-timer.
That gave me a chuckle.
So what, would you have, like, best part-timer? You could have RVD.
Hogan, Rock,
Daniel
Bryan, Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman.
No, you have Brock, Van Dam, Jericho. Those are your part-timers right there.
Yeah. Is there any other ones? What? No, the Road Dogg and Billy Gunn were like, Vince McMahon, yeah, that's a good call. I give you that.
You could throw Batista in there as well. Batista would be a part-timer. Well, he was. So do we want best part-timer as a category? These are, it's up to you guys.
Good call.
What do you think?
That's just being too much.
Seems more feasible than than comeback of the year, to be honest.
Well, we can have both, so we'll do best part-timer as well.
Part-time comebacker.
Best part-timer. All right, we have Jericho, RVD, Batista, Brock. Anyone else? I would say Undertaker, but he only, you know, shows up once a year.
Again.
And even, that's even...
It should be a one-night-only category.
See, I wouldn't put Hogan in because he's not wrestling.
He's still a part-timer. They trot him out every now and again to pimp the fucking network.
Yeah.
Bring out the game.
You got to count him because he's Hogan, right?
Yeah, Hogan has come out on TV more than 5 times this year alone. Therefore, he is part of a part-timer.
Get ready. Ho, ho, Hogan. Tomorrow night on Raw. Get ready.
Oh, God.
Yeah, where's Foley?
Foley had a previous commitment.
I know.
So we're getting Santa with muscles, too.
What did we do to deserve this fucking torture?
Oh, Jesus. All right. So there's best part-timer. Let's go through the next category, Tim.
Oh, the most shocking moment of the year. You're not allowed to take the streak. So we've got Jake Roberts returning to Monday Night Raw. Seth Rollins turns on the Shield. Sting appears at Survivor Series. Daniel Bryan beats the Authority and wins the title. And those are what we got.
Even though it was the streak.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's keep it and move on.
What about Hall of Fame? No to Scott Hall and Scott Hall, Jake Roberts, and
the Hall
Warrior.
Of Fame, the Hall of Fame class this year?
And a favorite of amongst us is Lita.
No, if you do the most memorable, most shocking moment is, like, my mother, and my mother, you know. Alright, we'll put in, since this is also a fan thing, we'll put in the Hall of Fame class of 2000, if you think about it. This class was... This was an interesting class. It's like, oh, Warrior and Scott Hall? Oh, Jake Roberts?
Scott. And then, yeah, it was a bit weird, and then you hit Lita.
No, everybody's
Who hasn't hit Lita?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's hit Lita. Alright, one final one, Tim. Let's go through it.
Breakout star of the year. And for this one, we've got Sami Zayn, Adrian Neville, Charlotte, Bray Wyatt, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and the Rusev Crash.
Do we have to call this one down? Because that's actually a pretty good list.
And add Ms. Dow to that list.
Oh,
add Ms. Dow. Yeah, and then, yeah, keep the list, Prince. But add Ms. Dow to it.
Well, Finn Balor or Prince David? No?
If we had like a best debut category or a best entrance, he'd win it hands down.
They haven't done it.
Best on screen orgasm.
Oh Jesus!
That we yeah no, not going
back.
There.
No, stop it. Lead is no longer wrestling. Shut up. So,
I never had an orgasm when she was on screen. What are you talking about?
Well, you might not have, but I think she's had a couple.
No, those were all off screen.
except for that one night. Yeah.
Except for one night.
Where we all discovered that Lita actually does have
that
implants. Apparently. Okay, so that's we're good with the list for the poll for everything, and we're good to go.
Yes.
And so what?
Okay,
you want
to
do?
I expect to hear Rock complaining about the website being broken because of Tim by about half an hour after the show ends.
It's not going to be broken because of Tim. Now cut it out. But we'll have that up immediately. You'll be able to vote all straight up until basically what, Saturday night.
We can do it. We can have it going during Sunday. Up until show.
Right up until showtime next Sunday at 10 o'clock Eastern time, you can vote. Spam Twitter and Facebook and all these other places to get everybody in on the action to vote. And you just pick what you want to pick. And we'll probably throw in our vote for what we want as well. But this is the fans' vote. So
well, the way I thought about it, Tim, we have the fan have one vote and everyone else on the panel has their vote and the majority takes it. So we're giving the fans a vote.
So Nick, you've got to click the website quite a lot in the next couple of days, okay?
Okay, I'll break the website.
Yeah. There's the thing. You're only going to be able to vote once.
Well,
I'll figure out a way.
Really? You actually fix the scripting so it'll work that way? Unlike last time we've done, well, last 17 times we've done this and people have abused the website within 30 seconds?
People find ways. I'm going to work on something tomorrow. Apparently I have a project to do.
There we go. Well, I'm not working tomorrow, so I'll be able to throw in a little bit of hand.
So at this point in time, hey, King Kins, you're up. So that's your cue. Anyway.
If you do something absolutely disgusting, I'm hanging up and you can finish the show without me.
Well, you heard what he did before, so he's going to do one.
What, the 12 Days of Tim Christmas now?
Yes.
Forget it, King Kins.
Christmas.
Yeah, don't bother calling in. Let's just move on to the all-time greatest.
Scrooge.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Apparently, Tim fears King Kittens.
No, I don't fear King Kittens one bit. It's getting tired. I'm sick and tired of it. That's all. So, for the all-time greatest, first up, we've got the Doomsday Device taking on the Superfly Splash.
You're up first, Rock? Tim. Me.
What are you picking?
Me? We'll go with Doomsday Device.
Okay, why?
Because it's better than the Superfly Splash. It's more devastating.
Now you know how it feels like, fucker.
No, it's more devastating. Hey, I'm trying to give a reason. You cut me off. All right.
Well, okay. There you go. Give me a reason.
I was giving it to you. Now you want to go to Mace.
Oh, so we're actually going to me. I'm backing up Rock. I'm going Doomsday Device.
Okay. Do you want to give a reason why or just like no?
No, like Doomsday Device. And I tag in Nick. You're next.
I honestly think the Superfly Splash, it's iconic. Like, you see him on top of the cage, and you see the jump, and you see the splash. It's iconic.
You see, WikiNiki gets it.
Here's the thing, though. You take out the cage, and it's just somebody going flat off the top rope.
Yeah, but he's not a white man, so he can jump.
That's true, but even then, when you do, it's sort of like saying like the divine elbow from the top. If you don't do it from the top of a cage, it's nothing very special. Like it's still something special, even if you just do it off the top of the post. It's still iconic, and it's Superfly stuck at doing it. It's iconic in that. Like I'm not saying the Doomsday Device isn't iconic, but like. Nobody else can really pull off the same splash. And I tag in Omega.
I'm going Doomsday Device. It's a more dynamic move. It's a more impactful move. It's not only the clothesline, but the fall as well. It's a double hit that way. And you want to talk iconic, that's what I think of when I think tag team finish.
I don't know, like, if I think tag team finish, I think, like, 3D. Like...
That's next. Don't bring that up. Hush.
Not like anybody gave Nick the run sheet. Okay? He called in. He's coming in here blind.
Yeah, that's true. So you're not going to be ragged on, but shut up.
My bad.
All good. All good, mate.
All right.
You see the bullshit I put up with every week?
All right. Hey, he keeps coming back. He's such a misogynist. Wait a minute. No, that's the other thing.
Tim, what's your opinion?
It's the Dune's advice.
Why?
Because it kicks ass, bitch.
Okay. And 3D versus the Styles Clash. Omega.
3D.
Why?
Because it's what Nick thinks of when he thinks tag team finisher. Honestly, because it, as well as a good finisher, I've never liked the Styles Clash. It's a very weird setup. It doesn't look like it has any impact to it. And motherfuckers breaking necks with it.
Wait, you can't say it doesn't have any impact and then it's breaking necks. That, you know, just...
And he's botching it. When he does it right, it looks like a feather ball.
No. He's not the one botching it. It's the people taking it who are fucking it up.
Well, either way, he's broken more than one neck.
He's poor done Yoshikatsu. Like, I think three this year, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put it to you this way. If Michelle McCool can pull it off, it ain't a good finisher.
Alright, that's one man's opinion. Hey, King Kent, what's your opinion?
God damn it, Omega, you had to say that like 3 seconds before. You son of a bitch. Now, anything that Michelle McCool can do instantly invalidates the move. Therefore, the 3D wins.
Nick.
Obviously, as I said before, 3D, love every time it just gets a massive pop when they do it. It's the tag team move that you always think of, really.
D-Bone, get the tables! Oh.
Exactly.
Mace.
Yeah, I'm going the 3D on this one as well. It has some really good variations as well. It's an effective move, and it's not awkward as hell to try and pull off.
Tim?
It would be the 3D for me.
Oh, no love for the Styles Clash. All right, so that moves it on right there.
It ain't the Canadian Destroyer. I'm not picking it.
I think Tim wasn't here the week we eliminated the Canadian Destroyer.
I think he was, actually. Maybe.
I don't know, but you guys are fucked for not picking it.
Next week...
I wasn't here for that. No, I was on the road.
We're on the road. Next week on the program, the classic matchup of the DDT versus the Light Drop. And the Spear versus the Perfect Lux. That's next week on the show. But King Kent, you called into this show, so what's on your mind?
Nothing. I was trying to give an opinion on that. I am not singing because it was turned into a fucking commercial last time, so I'm done.
All right, just read it to the people.
I swear, I'll hang up.
Tim, it's not bad. Just let
it's him do not it. Bad. It's all the stuff you do on the show anyway.
Well, then I'm definitely hanging the fuck up.
All right, read it, King Kins.
God damn it.
Well, there's one thing he'll hate, probably. No, it's just the 12 days of Tim Stein.
That's what I'm worried about. I'm not Jewish, you little bitch.
No, there's nothing Jewish in there!
Sort of.
Shut up, Rock. I will hit you.
All right.
I will win the goddamn lottery, bring everybody to Calgary, and then, live on the air, and I'll videotape it, I will hit you.
Alright, Kenyans, go.
And it's going to hurt.
I'll do this quick. So, 12 days of Tim Stein. 12 awful bad jokes, 11 intros interrupted, 10 Tim Stein bingos, 9 extended smoke breaks, 8 game flames losing streak. That one's actually true.
We're still ahead of the Coyotes, so fuck you.
Not a Coyotes fan!
Seven shouts at the chat.
Yeah, but you live in Arizona.
Seven shouts at the chat room, six expired coupons, five cans of homebrew, which will probably end up making you blind, four Bret Hart paint drops, three boots from the chat room for no reason, two packages
there's a reason.
Two packages of Canadian bacon, not bat bacon.
Bat bacon, bitch, shut up.
Coming to the man kitchen whenever that shows up, and a cranky Canadian yelling to get off his damn lawn.
Get on! Stop it, shut up. So, Nick, how's Japan?
I thought it was a good 12 days of Tin Stein.
I thought so too.
You're not allowed to call in anymore.
All right, so is this where we let the callers go and we finish out the show?
Yeah, I'm just
saying. Well, unless the callers have anything they want to talk about before they leave.
No, I said what I needed to say.
Well, I wasn't talking about you, asshole. Fuck off.
Hang up on Brent. Nick, you can stay.
Yay.
Yay.
I've got special gifts going out to you guys soon. Evil laugh ensues.
God. You didn't send me another plastic whore, did you?
I can't.
No, this one is actually Fletchstone.
Well, I'm not sure if I could ever top the sunny figure. And that's going to be very hard to top.
Not really. People top sunny all the time.
Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, but can you charge $10 a minute on Skype for that?
And here's the thing. Unlike most people on this network, Nick's actually going to send the stuff out this year.
I can't laugh at that. I can't.
No, you can't.
I make up for lost time, though.
Well, I'll try and send it out this year, but at this rate, this year's gone too quick. I won't have enough time. Probably have to be sometime in the next week or so.
Well, you have the next calendar year.
Yeah,
screw you guys. I'm going home.
Yeah, if you can keep it under 3 months, you're setting a record on this network.
That's pretty good. I can probably top that. Anyway, I'll let you guys finish out the show.
Thank you for calling.
I will call you after the show, Mr. Didi. I have something to discuss / add.
All right. No
Thanks
worries.
For calling in, Didi. That was awesome. It was good All to right. finally talk to you, man.
Yeah.
So now, Tim, we finish out the show.
It is time for us to finish up the show with our standard finish up the show shit. Also known as me yawning on the microphone or quick hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
With this being the Christmas season or holiday season, whatever you want to call it, Tim, give Mace a gift for the holidays.
One of those things you strap on your arms and it measures your step meter and stuff.
So a step meter.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, Mace, give Tim a gift.
Some Canadian bacon.
Fuck off.
Omega, give
there
me...
There is no such thing, you bastard.
I will go down to the fucking supermarket after this show and I will fucking send you a picture. It'll be a packet that says Canadian bacon.
It's nothing I know about. You guys are all fucked up. You couldn't send me a kangaroo steak or something? Jesus Christ.
No, because I'm not allowed to export that.
Anyway,
surprisingly enough, we're not allowed to export our national animals in food form.
But you do eat them.
Yeah.
So what
kangaroo
is kangaroo
cooked
taste?
Well is quite good.
What does it taste like, rabbit?
It's a little bit stringier than rabbit, but
Okay,
it's
well,
almost like a cross between. It's like a cross between beef and chicken.
Okay, that doesn't help me anyway because I've never eaten a rabbit. So.
Anyway, omega.
Then you obviously haven't gone hunting properly.
I have obviously never gone hunting.
Couple hours from the border, Tim. You're in the lands of guns and killing shit.
Dude, I could go hunting out here if I wanted to.
Yeah, but that's hunting moose. That's not the same thing.
No, it's not just hunting moose. Go shoot a buffalo. Oh, no, there are something. Nothing better than a buffalo steak.
So Omega was getting a question.
Yeah, but we keep interrupting.
Omega, give Mace a gift.
I kind of want to get him a plane ticket so he can stop talking about a trip to the U.S. and finally have one.
Woo!
Tim,
give
one to Omega.
Oh, shit. Deluxe Edition Lego Transformers.
There's no such thing.
Well, then it would be a one-of-a-kind, wouldn't it? See, I'm trying to put thought into actually giving you something, Omega.
Mace, Omega.
Let me give Omega a present. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to be really nice. I'm going to get him a PlayStation 4 so he can have a good modern console.
I have a Wii U.
I said a good modern console.
Yeah, well, my console has games.
So is mine.
That I can get on PC.
Then why are you buying them on Wii U?
I'm not buying them on Wii U. I buy Wii U games on the Wii U because you can only get them on a Wii U.
Oh my
goodness. So it's on
goodness.
A PS4. I'm getting it on Steam.
Hey, it could have been worse. I could have got you an Xbox One with Street Fighter V. Oh, wait!
Oh, shit. You just got this whole show taken off the air.
Excellent. All right. I'll modify it. I will get Omega the next Mega Man game.
It fits because it'd take a while. And Omega, you get to give you get to give one to Tim.
Remember, I actually tried to put thought into something that you would like. Okay, that giggle just tells me you thought of something that you don't want to really bring up, but it would be funny if you did, so don't.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
I want to get you a replica of Granny's moonshine machine from the Beverly Hillbillies.
Fuck. Fuck.
Dude, that would be fucking awesome.
I'd take it right down to Vegas and, talk to Pawn Stars about it.
Fuck taking it to Pawn Stars, man. Make sure the shit works.
And that would be Quick Hits.
And that
would
be the show.
And here's the thing. We'll go one bonus. For the three of us,
we will all chip in and get Rock something.
See, now, I'd say a functioning website upgrade that doesn't crash within the first 5 minutes.
Oh, well, I've already handled that.
I'd say spell check.
Fuck you, Omega.
Thanks, Omega. You don't know how happy I am to hear you say that.
You haven't seen Rock's Card Against Humanity's subset, have you?
I realize on this network, no one knows how to spell. Just point this one out.
Oh, I know how to spell. It's just that's work.
It's just work.
So yes, that's what we got. All right, what would you give Rock?
A new wheelchair.
jarring over Whoa. Another joke.
Actually breaking out some money, my God.
Oh, I didn't say I was going to pay for it. The hospital's just down the street.
So, wait, I still can't get the island?
Damn. There will no longer be talk of an island on this network.
But we need an island.
Says the man who brought up the island to me the other day when I asked him for
Shut up, bastard. You had to do that, didn't you?
Yes, I did, actually.
Oh, won't forget that, bugger. By the way, Russell Brand sucks.
Start wrapping up the show, Tim.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show.
It is, right after Monday Night Raw. We'll recap everything that went down on Monday Night Raw for Hogan, brother.
Impressive. Thursday night, don't expect to hear The Rack on Christmas Day. What, are you crazy?
No, but you can check out Jingle All the Rack Christmas Special, which will be available probably on Christmas Eve. We want your question. Huh?
For download
on Christmas Eve. We want your questions at media@wildtalkradio.com for Ask the Rack, because we're going to be answering some questions. We have a few. We want some more. media@wildtalkradio.com or tweet them @wildtalkradio. We're going to answer them on our Christmas show. You can follow the show on Twitter @WTR_Rack and facebook.com/WTR. Check out rockradioshow.com. Check out the YouTube channel at youtube.com/WTRTheRack, which you can hear the complete conference call that we took part in with WWE superstar The Miz. Check it out there. And follow Lindsay on Twitter @LindsWard and Behance.net/LindsWard.
There you go. Yeah, and of course, Saturday night, they're going to play cards. And they'll be against humanity.
Yes, they will. And then we have CB Radio, the end of the year special where King Kins is going to count up all the blame robs that happened in the year. And apparently there's going to be a special treat that I'm not allowed to say on the air just yet. But someone's going to be on location during that show. So we'll talk about that. CB Radio this Saturday night, midnight-ish, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow the show on Twitter @CBRadioWTR, facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandmidnight. And let's check out the website CBRadioLive.com and use #BlameRob.
Live on location, where?
I can't say on air. I'll tell you off the air.
I see. Fine. All right. Next Sunday night at our regular time, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern. It is the year end Wrestle Talk Radio, where we will reveal the winner of the year end poll. And that's pretty much all that's going on next week, because there's nothing else that we're going to bother with. Unless, you know, other stuff happens. Then we'll talk about it. That being said, you can follow me on Twitter, @FlamesForums. You can also follow me on Twitter, @ManKitchenTV.
You should check out Tim's website, CalgaryFlamesForum.com. You can follow me on Twitter, @WildTalkRadio, on Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
Hey, why should they go to CalgaryFlamesForum.com?
Because you want them to.
Because there's a section there for the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes, there is. Go post there.
Free to join, free to post, and we're not censored.
You could, for all your sunny days, go to CalgaryFlamesForum.com.
What did you mean sunny days? Well, go to CalgaryFlamesForum.com and find out, because it's posted there in the adult section. All right, I'm done plugging. Everybody else, it's your turn.
Mace.
Well, I'll start it off. Follow me on Twitter @TheMaceThing. Don't bother with Facebook because I'm a grumpy motherfucker. Suppose you could go over to youtube.com/WTRGamesGarage where you can see my reviews and random videos that I've put up over this past year, including one that's probably due to go up in about an hour that has to do with a little box I got called a loot crate. So I'll be recording that as soon as I go off the air. Once again, I am going to publicly thank Omega for this Kevin Conroy autograph picture. Mm-hmm. I was stunned into silence. You can see that video on the YouTube page. For those of you who are celebrating Christmas, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Crazy Kwanzaa, Joyous Kwanzaa, whatever you want to call it. The solemn Ramadan. And for those of you who don't celebrate anything, Happy Thursday.
Exactly. Omega?
See, as usual, my stuff is found at tjomega.org, where hopefully I will have a Christmas special coming up. I'll be looking at the unfortunate He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special.
Very unfortunate.
For updates on that, whenever it's going to go live, assuming I actually get it done on time, TJ Omega on Twitter or TJ Reviews on Facebook will have it as soon as it's up. And in the meantime, there's TJ Omega over on YouTube, where I busted my ass and actually got an entire week of reviews out. Woohoo! And I'm running a contest, so
go look. No way!
It's like I was productive.
That's just shocking. Something unheard
One last thing I would like to say before we sign off, and I'm gonna just like do the whole holiday season crap in one word. I hope everybody has a happy Christmas Kwanzaa.
Happy Festivus to all.
To the rest of us.
Yes.
Festivus to the rest of us. I think we're done.
Bye, people.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a great week.